everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to our everyday life. So join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now, here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
It's time to let the light in, let the light in.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin and friends. And my friend today is my lovely wife, Lisa Radlin.
Hello.
She's in the house today.
Happy to be here.
All right. So, hon, we've been just kind of rolling some things around at the house, and we've been talking a lot about evangelism and outreach and getting out of the four walls of the church. And we've kind of taken this mantra of you know, moving the gospel into the streets, and that's just been our passion this year. Don't you think that's been really exciting?
Yes, definitely. I'm looking forward to this year doing maybe even monthly outreaches, even if it's just our family going to the beach with some sandwiches and just blessing people that we see that are out there. I mean, I just think it's so important to reach people.
I think we overcomplicate it sometimes as to how easy it is to actually do outreach. You know, it's really not that hard to do some things like that. And I loved what you brought. I just kind of want to dive into this whole idea of doing what Jesus did. You were telling me about it, and I thought it was pretty fascinating. You kind of prepared everything for today. So why don't you lead us into that, and let's see.
Okay, well, how about you start by reading Philippians 2, 5 through 11?
All right, you want me to read a scripture? This is Philippians 2, verses 5 through 11, and
dare I say it, read, sir.
Oh.
I had to go there.
Anyway, Philippians 2, 5 through 11. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equally with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
Amen.
There you go.
We need to realize that Jesus came as a normal human being. He's no different than us. And that's why when it says being found in human form,
yeah,
it's basically saying that, hey, Jesus came as just a normal human being.
Right. So he was born just like every one of us was born.
Yes.
And so it's God, but he's in the flesh. He's in human form, and he's just living life like everybody else.
And Jesus came not just to show us what he could do, but to show us what we could also do.
Yeah, that's really good. I mean, I see that, you know, the power of the Holy Spirit that was inside Jesus is what allowed him to do the miracles that he did. And that same Holy Spirit lives in us as believers in Christ today. I am a testimony of the power of the Holy Spirit and what God can do through someone who's Spirit-filled that actually evangelized to me, stepped out of their comfort zone, walked up to a draft house where people are going in to party and drink and watch movies, and they were led to go and just stand there, and God said, I'm going to bring somebody that I want you to talk to. And I think there's divine appointments like that happening every day for people all around us.
Exactly. Did you know you can pray for people and actually release the manifest presence of God?
Yeah, that's really good.
Because when we pray for someone, they can encounter the healing power of Jesus Christ. They can actually feel the presence of the Lord and experience his love.
Yeah, and I think that Jesus is kind of undeniable at that point. When somebody actually feels the power of God come into their body, when you pray for someone, when you lay hands on somebody, when you just minister to them and share the love of God with them, you know, when you're doing that, I love watching healing be released over someone. Even when you're rebuking infirmities and sicknesses and things like that, I mean, I don't know that everybody realizes that you can actually speak to pain.
Definitely. I've prayed over people and commanded that pain to go in Jesus' name, and they have felt the power of God. But, I mean, we don't necessarily go by our feelings. But, I mean, when you lay hands on people and you pray and they actually feel the power of God and feel that pain, or they feel heat come through their body and they're just like, what? What's going on? I can feel this. I can feel this. Like, the pain is gone. It's amazing.
Yeah, I think that we really just need to get bolder. We need to step out more, because once you see, when you're evangelizing and when you're out there sharing Christ with somebody, once you see a miracle, once you see God move, once you realize that God is with you and that He's going to back you up when you pray and things like that, I think at first we're really nervous and trying to understand how it all works. But once we get that confidence, I think that's the key, is getting that confidence and just stepping out and seeing God show up. Then I think it gets easier and easier and easier. So I would encourage people out there today to try to build your confidence in this. You know, take a step out with people at your workplace or people in your family and realize who you are in Christ and then begin to step out just like Jesus did.
I mean, God could use you to bring restoration. Peace is released and God releases His love. I remember times where we've gone in the restaurant and just talking to the waitress and just being friendly and just showing God's love, and they can tell. They're like, wow, you guys are so friendly. Why are you guys so nice? And they just really, just being who we are in Christ, they can feel the presence of the Lord. It's amazing.
Well, I think the biggest problem with restaurants and people that are at restaurants is they get the Sunday crowd, and they're so used to dealing with religious people that when they see and meet people that actually have a relationship with Jesus, that, and there's such a drastic difference between them and the other people that don't tip well, they are cranky, they want this, they want that, and there's no love in their life. I think that sometimes we got to remember that evangelism is not about religion, because religion creates bondage, okay? It's not about old covenant rules. It's not about shoving the Ten Commandments down their throat and making them conform to this crazy set of obligations. It's about a relationship. You know, we can't keep bringing condemnation to people as the church. You know, we need to walk in the fruit of the Spirit. What is that? Love, joy, peace.
Yeah, like Galatians 5:22-23 in the New Living Translation says, but the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Self-control sometimes isn't as easy.
Yeah,
I have a little love for chocolate, and sometimes it's hard to have that self-control when I see that chocolate sitting there, especially after Christmas. We have piles of chocolate everywhere. But there is no law against these things.
I love that. So that's pretty powerful. You know, there's so many scriptures. If we start really breaking this down on how God is actually giving us the fruit of the Spirit in our life, He wants us to go out there and bear fruit. You know, Jesus, you know, cursed the fig tree because it didn't have fruit on it. You know, and I think God is really looking for us as believers in the family of God to step out there and be fruitful for the kingdom. And how do we do that? By letting the fruit of the Spirit flow through us.
Yes. So the Bible says it's the goodness of God that brings men to repentance. So in Romans 2:4, it says, don't you see how wonderfully kind, tolerant, and patient God is with you? Does this mean nothing to you? Can't you see that His kindness is intended to turn you from your sin?
Wow, I love that. So, you know, people are actually going to be more inspired to turn from their sin from love and kindness than they are from you standing and pointing in their face, telling them they're a sinner, telling them they need to get right or get left, and, you know, just pointing your finger in their chest. And I've seen it. I've seen people go out with bullhorns walking down the beach and different things like that at times. And I'm like, you know, there is a message, and bullhorns are great, you know, but if you're speaking condemnation, I think that's really one of the key things that we got to zero in on is, you know, the Bible says there's no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. So if we're in Christ Jesus and there's no condemnation in Him, then why would condemnation come out of us if we are in Him and we're breathing out condemnation, then we're actually operating out of the wrong tree. And the wrong fruit is coming out of us when God is saying, you know, can't you see that his kindness is intended to turn you from your sins? And I think kindness is the best tool that we have as believers to step into and see God begin to move. You know, it's about relationship with Jesus through grace. You know, we've been redeemed from the law, and we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I love these topics, and I love these ideals, and I think they need to be part of our everyday life.
Exactly. Just even in when you're in the grocery store, just your whole attitude while you have to wait in line. You could complain and be like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this. I'm in a hurry. I have to be in this line. Or you can actually turn to the person and just start talking to them and just like, hey, how's your day going? And actually be friendly while you're in line and see what God does. They'll say, oh, I'm doing okay. If I could just get rid of this headache. And then there's your opportunity.
Yeah, I've seen so many opportunities.
Take that bold step and say, would it be okay if I pray for your head?
Yeah, you got to step out. We always say at Lighthouse, you know, you got to risk it to get the biscuit. So if you're not willing to step out, you're never going to see a miracle. If you're willing to step out, yeah, you know what? You might work your way, and somebody might. I've had people just tell me, no, I don't want prayer. Go away, you know. So I just go away. But then I've had other people go, oh, please, you know. I think it's 90% of the people that I've ever approached and asked if I could pray for them, we're actually grateful. No, you know, it's not going to be that way every time. But if you knew that, you know, 9 out of 10 people that you approach for prayer were actually going to say yes, you know, why wouldn't you just do it anyway?
Even their yes would be like,
and the Spirit's,
it might not hurt.
Yeah.
What's the worst it could do? I guess I'll go ahead and try it. You know,
yeah, right.
I've tried everything else. What would one prayer hurt, you know?
Sure.
And then the Lord touches our lives.
Yeah, I remember one time I was at the clerk of the court's office, and there was this little girl in there, and you were there with me. And, you know, she's like, my legs itch, mommy, my legs itch. She had mosquito bites all over her legs. And, you know, I actually was like, wow, okay, it's just like leg itch. That's kind of simple. It's like in your mind, you're like, oh, whatever, scratch your legs. But I just felt prompted by the Holy Spirit to ask if I could pray over her legs in that moment. And the mom's like, sure. I literally just ran my hands just over her legs. And I just said, in the name of Jesus, I command this itching to stop.
Oh, yes, like, I remember that.
She's like, mommy, the itching stopped. It doesn't itch
it's
anymore.
Not
and the mom's
anymore.
Eyes got really big. And, you know, you could tell she was a little bit shocked. But I love all of this because, you know, we're under a new covenant. We're under a new ideal system. Jesus came that we might have life and life more abundantly. And I think, you know, Hebrews 9:15 kind of sums that up for me. It says, for this reason, he is the mediator and negotiator of a new covenant that is an entirely new agreement, uniting God and men together so that those who have been called by God may receive the fulfillment of the promised eternal inheritance, since a death has taken place as the payment which redeems them from the sins committed under the obsolete covenant. And in just me praying for that little girl's legs was me bringing the new covenant to a world that has no idea that they even have a covenant.
Exactly. It's amazing. I mean, it's like all our lives, if we have pain, the first thing we do is reach out to the Lord. We don't reach to our medicine cabinet and go, oh, well, let's find out what I can do. What kind of pills can I take? Instead, we say, thank you, Lord, that by your stripes I was healed. Now I command this pain to go in Jesus' name.
Right. We got to step out. So, you know, I think it's like this. We need to bring the book of Acts to life. Any of you have read the book of Acts? It's all about the resurrection power. The Holy Spirit's been given, and now God is sending the disciples out to build the church and to build a community of believers and to make an impact wherever they are. So what about Acts 2, 17 and 18?
And in these last days, it will be, God says, that I will pour out my spirit on all people, and your sons and daughters will prophesy, and your young men will see visions, and your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. Now, I'm not an old man, but I will tell you that I have a lot of dreams, and I feel a lot of them are spiritual dreams, and I've seen a lot of them come true, some of the dreams that I had even years ago.
You do have some crazy spiritual dreams.
So I try and get like a dream journal, and then if I wake up in the middle of the night, I try and write down the dream or record the dream, because usually in the morning I don't remember it, or I'll remember it later in the day, pieces of it, but I want to have it what's fresh in my mind so I can refer back to it and say, Lord, what are you trying to show me in this dream?
Right. Well, I love that, because what this says to me is that, you know, your ministry is where you're at. He says, I'll pour out my spirit in those days. They'll prophesy. I'll pour out my spirit and you'll see miracles. You're going to see things happening. I mean, do you hear what I'm saying? God's ready to use you wherever you are. We got to get out of the four walls of the church. We got to reach out to others, and then we got to bring them back to the church so that they can be discipled and they can learn who they are in Christ. But the first initial impact is going to happen in the community, guys. You guys are out there. You are listening to us right now. You are going to run across people today. You are going to see things happening around you. People are going to say things, and you're going to have an opportunity to respond to what they're saying. And the Holy Spirit's going to prompt you. We're going to believe that He is going to show you where the little divine appointments are at.
Yeah, you're God's plan for the people of the world to experience Him. Because you've had an encounter in your life, and now you can bring an encounter to others.
Yeah,
I've heard
great.
It said, the meat is in the street. You leave the four walls of the church, and you go out, and you reach out to lost
awesome.
People.
Well, I think overall, as we sum things up, I think you can't break away from Mark 16, 15 through 18, when Jesus said, go into all the world and preach the gospel, that's the good news, to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they'll cast out demons, they'll speak with new tongues, they'll take up serpents. If they drink any deadly thing, it will by no means hurt them, and they'll lay hands on the sick, and they'll recover. Preach the gospel. That's what it's all about.
The world is desperate for an encounter, and your community is crying out for a God encounter.
Yeah, we are looking for God encounters everywhere we go. Are you looking for a God encounter today? I guess that would be the question of the day. Are you expecting God to use you in a mighty way at Publix, at Home Depot, at Circle K, at 7-Eleven, at wherever it is, at whatever restaurant you go to? Are you believing that God is going to use you to minister to that server? Are you believing that God is using you to minister to the cashiers around you, the people in your life, the bank tellers? I mean, we actually have bank tellers that love when we pull up because we've ministered to them and we've shared with them, and they even like the program. So hello to all of you ladies over there at SunTrust. Or truest.
I like the second part of that, Mark 16, 19 through 20. So then after the Lord had spoken to them, he received up to heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. And they went out and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word through the accompanying signs. So signs and wonders follow us.
Yeah, that
we're
is
believers
such
in Christ.
A good way to kind of wrap this up. The Lord is working with them, and he's also working with us. Okay, the Holy Spirit is ready to back you up, confirming the word that you preach. Tell people Jesus loves them. Tell people that Jesus died for them, that he wants to set them free from their sins, and that he wants to heal them. And then pray the prayer boldly that God is going to touch them, and he will show up, confirming the word through signs and wonders.
The only treasure that you can take with you to heaven is people. So we need to reach out to people and show the love of God.
Man, that is so powerful. So here's the challenge, guys. Step out today. Find somebody. Be attentive to the voice of the Holy Spirit as you're moving about throughout your day. Don't get distracted from him, but actually be in the middle of everything with him and allow him to, you know, speak something soft to you about somebody, and then he'll tell you, he'll be like, go over there and talk to them. And just be obedient and go do it, and then watch God do something incredible. Hey, we're so glad that you guys joined us for the program today. It's Kevin.
It's Lisa.
Hey, we enjoyed sharing the Word of God with you. Have a great day. It's Turn the Light On here with Kevin and Lisa.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence, 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on.
I just know Jesus is the way. I just know Jesus is the truth. I just know Jesus is the life. Oh, I just know Jesus is my God.
Love rock music? Love Jesus? If we got the place for you, join us for God's Rock. That's right. God's Rock is a rock music service with a relevant message held at 7 p.m. every first Saturday night of the month at Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. You can get more information at godsrock.life or call 321-749-7234. The venue's located at 1250 North Banana River Drive. Why should the devil have all the good music? Those upon the rock, we salute you.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Kevin here. Just wanted to give you a quick reminder that we're going to be doing a pop-up praise event at Kiwanis Island Pavilion. There's a big gem show going on. We're going to be giving away food and just worshiping this Saturday, February the 4th, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. So come on over and hang out with us. It's going to be a great time. We want to worship the Lord in the middle of this event. All right, everybody, we are back from the break. Once again, we want to say thanks to all the people that sponsor and help us to bring Turn the Light On the air. And if you're looking to be a sponsor at Turn the Light On, we'd love to talk with you about that. Feel free to call the church office and let us know, because we really love being able to get the Word of God out there. And it's through our partners that we're able to do that, and we really do thank each and every one of them. So thank you guys for that. But Lisa, we've been talking about evangelism and doing the things that Jesus did. We brought it in saying that Jesus was a person just like we are, filled with the Holy Spirit. There's really no difference. I don't know that we said this, but there's really no difference in the power that God has given us and the power that was given to Jesus. He was baptized in the Holy Spirit when he was submerged in the water, and he came up anointed and able to do the works of the ministry through the power of the Holy Spirit, the same Holy Spirit that we have in us.
Yes,
so,
John 14, 12 through 14 says, "Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works I do, he will also do, and greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son."
I love that. You know, guys, the next great revival that is happening, it's already started. It's happening. It's in you. So you are the move of God. You are the fire of God that the world is looking for. And the Holy Spirit wants to be used by you. He wants you to surrender and say, hey, let me be used by you. Holy Spirit. So step out and allow the Lord to work through you.
There's a lot of people in the world that are falling apart right now, and God wants to use us to reach them, to bring his love, his redemption, his healing, and his deliverance. I wanted to tell you a quick story because when I was a kid, we had this huge orange tree in our backyard. Nice. And it had Tangelo oranges. They were so good. They're the kind that peel real easily. They're
you literally
so
just peel them in like one giant, just peel. I haven't had one of those
they're
in a long
so
time.
Good. We would eat them all day long, and we'd even make fresh squeezed orange juice and sell it to the mailman or anybody that was outside. But I would have to climb up really high to get the juiciest oranges. And sometimes it seemed like the tree limb was about to break because I'd be climbing up as high as I could and the limb would be bending way down, but I'd reach really high to get that juicy fruit because that was the best, sweetest fruit ever. And so sometimes, just like that, we have to get out on a limb and take a risk because the reward is worth the risk. So sometimes we have to just step out of our comfort zone and just reach that person, even though you may feel a little bit, oh, I don't know that they're going to reject me, but they're not rejecting you if they don't receive what you have to say. So just reach out and take the risk because faith is spelled R-I-S-K.
Right?
Step out in faith.
Nice. I like that. So as we wrap up the program today, guys, we just want to pray for each and every one of you. We want to step out and just anoint you. I really do. I want to anoint you to go forth in the name of Jesus and do great exploits for the kingdom of God. I'm using all these big words. You always look at me funny when I use big words. Exploits. We're going to do great things for the Lord, okay? So let's pray.
All right.
I'll start and then you can close us out.
Okay.
Okay, hon? Thanks. All right. So, Lord, we are just so grateful for each and every person that's listening to the program today. I pray that you would help each of them to step out and to be bold and to lay hands on the sick, to break over that fear and begin to move into a place of confidence where they can see you moving in the lives of people around them, Lord. I pray they would surrender it all to you and that you would just help to set them on fire. And Lord, we're just believing that the world is going to watch each and every one of them burn for you in a mighty, powerful way.
We thank you, Lord, that you give us boldness to step out of the comfort zone and to use us for your glory and use us to set the captives free, that you love people so much and that you want to use us so that they can be reached for you. And we thank you, Father.
Right. Lord, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right. So, guys, we once again hope you've been challenged today. There's a lot of scripture here. Get in your Bibles. We've been recently talking about studying and doing all that. And let the Lord just lead you through the scripture and show you the things that he wants to show you and teach you and help you to grow and become powerful for the kingdom. That's what it's all about.
In Psalm 81:10, it says, "Open your mouth wide and I will fill it with good things." We need to open our mouth and allow the Lord to speak the rest to others. Be bold, step out, let God use you, let him speak through you.
As always, we're so glad that each and every one of you joined us for the program today, and we hope that you will contact us and let us know how much the program means to you. Just give us a text at 321-749-7234 or email us at testimony@ourlighthouse.net. Once again, this is Kevin and Lisa.
Have a blessed day.
Thanks for listening to Turn the Light On.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Maryland, Florida. Our service times are Sundays at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. or by social media any time of the day or night. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to meet you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.